You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Robina Kakembo. I'm actually originally from Uganda. I came to Canada in 1985 and I've been in Nova Scotia for, 32 years. Where did time go? I came to Canada with my husband, Dr. Patrick Kakembo, and we settled in Nova Scotia. We decided to stay in Nova Scotia and we have never moved. I have three kids who are born and raised in Nova Scotia. We love it here. We just love Nova Scotia. We've traveled all over the country. But again, we always come back to Nova Scotia because Nova Scotia is home for us and our children, and we love it here. Well, at the moment, I am the chair of the African Diaspora Association of the Maritimes, also known as ADAM. How did I get involved in the community? Well, it was really, for me, a personal drive or personal dream and goal of mine to see African immigrants, particularly, not just African immigrants, but immigrants in general, thrive other than just survive in Nova Scotia. So I got involved in ADAM as a founder. By the way, we founded ADAM in 13 years ago. My husband and I had a dream of seeing immigrants doing really well, like we have done. We have a lot of opportunities in Nova Scotia and also in Canada. But a lot of immigrants, we realized back then that a lot of immigrants were really not accessing a lot of the benefits and particularly employment opportunities, training programs, services that are available in the main structure. So we decided, you know what, let's do something. So a group of us came together with a number of very well-known friends, and we decided to start the African Diaspora Association of the Maritimes, whose mission is to basically welcoming new immigrants of African descent, providing them with the information required for integration, and also retaining a lot of those immigrants in Nova Scotia. Again, as you know, a lot of immigrants come from different parts of the world with so many skill sets and so much to contribute. But a lot of them sometimes really don't know where to start because Canada is huge. And when you come to a place, a country, or even a province like Nova Scotia, everything is new to you unless somebody really lends a hand and gives you that push and tells you where to go and how to start. Sometimes it is very difficult. So what we did is we came up with an idea of starting ADAM, the African Diaspora Association of the Maritimes, to try and cater for the needs of African immigrants as they arrive in Nova Scotia. We aim to improve the standards of living and levels of education of our immigrants, to enable them to settle effectively and retain or remain comfortably in the maritime provinces and in Canada as well. We have provided immigrants with referral programs whereby we are referring immigrants of African descent to language skills training, employment readiness programs available within the community. We organize educational and health awareness workshops. We coordinate immigrant support networks. We provide counseling where counseling is required for new immigrants, again, to allow them to integrate and adapt to the life in Nova Scotia effectively. Like I said, as an immigrant myself from Uganda, it was extremely difficult for me, especially the first 5 years. Don't you be fooled that when you come to Nova Scotia or to Canada or any part of the world as a new individual, your arrival is enough. A roof over your head and food in your belly is basically not enough. You need more than that in order for you to realize your dreams. The other part of life of an immigrant is, regardless of where you come from, when you move to a new country, you are always looking for greener pastures. You are always looking for ways to make it and make it big. For some people, that's a dream. For others, they just want to be comfortable. For me, it was just providing a comfortable, accommodating environment for my children, myself, as well as my husband, and also to make new friends. That was my aim. The association's mission, as you know, I don't know if you are familiar with ADAM, I'm sure you are. is to encourage and foster successful participation and integration of immigrants of African descent within the educational, social, political, civic, and economic activities of Nova Scotia, as well as the Maritimes. Adam, again, as I may, if I may stress this, we are a welcoming community. We love people. We basically love to make sure. We just love to see that everybody is accommodated, everybody is happy. We love to celebrate our cultural heritage. We love to celebrate other people's cultures as well. Matter of fact, some of the programs that we have been running recently, you may be aware, we did an African community mobilization, which was really a check-in with our community to find out where our people are. We have had a lot of new immigrants and refugees coming to Nova Scotia. A lot of them are frustrated. A lot of them know where to go, but the majority of the people really need that push to know exactly where to go, particularly when it comes to language barrier and language training. A lot of the programs don't really reach or meet the needs of our people. If you are aware of the African issues, most of the African immigrants who come here have been exposed to war. Some of them are coming from war-torn countries. Some of them are coming from refugee camps. With the trauma of war, as well as living in a refugee camp, when you arrive in Nova Scotia with limited language skills for some of them, it can be really a daunting task or challenge to venture into integration as well as retention issues. It is a very, very difficult thing to do. So that is when that's where Adam comes in. We provide people with the direction. We direct the lost. We counsel the sick. We send the sick to the hospitals. We try our best to accommodate the needs of our people as much as possible, and also to ensure that we incorporate other service providers into the mix. A lot of our people, for example, they would not really know where to start in writing a resume. They would not really know where to start in identifying a good doctor. There are so many doctors out there, but identifying a good one is a challenge, especially for somebody like someone who has been in refugee camp for years. It's a very, very difficult step for them to take to open up because they are scared inside and they have a lot of challenge. And yes, we do come with a lot of baggage, let's put it there that way. And there are very few people who understand those challenges. So we direct them to the doctors that we have used successfully in the past, who have become our friends. We refer them to different programs like ISENS is one of the areas where I would refer a lot of immigrants, particularly the self-sponsored refugees and immigrants. There are so many career counseling programs out there where we would refer our people, referring them to places, even if something simple, something basic as to where can I buy African food? That is another challenge. Is somebody who has just arrived in Nova Scotia may not even know there are places where you can go and buy African food. Africans, in order for us to be visible, we really have to put ourselves out there. You don't expect anyone to knock on your door anytime soon. We have ventured into that, but it is risky business, as you know. Privacy issues and privacy concerns and all that. We really try to reach out as much as we can through social media. We try to reach out by word of the mouth. We try to advertise on our website, Africa. Actually, the African Diaspora Association of the Maritimes has a very nice, vibrant website. If you go to adamns.com, you will find the information there. You can call the office. We are located at 3200 Kempt Road. You can come in anytime. We do have people, volunteers, and office manager who would provide you with the services you need and also direct you in the right place you need to be. The other thing Africans really, or even other immigrants, not just Africans, need to really watch out for are those opportunities that are promoting functions within the community. Those functions don't have to be African. They can be anything. The reason we exist in this country is because we are a diverse community. We are a diverse population. Canada is what it is because it was built on the backs of immigrants. All of us are immigrants and all of us are willing to welcome one another. The thing is, you really have to reach out. We will reach out as much as possible. But if we don't know who you are, you don't know who we are. Again, it is really a balancing act. As new immigrants, they have to ask questions. Nova Scotians are very, very welcoming. They are a very welcoming bunch. You can stop anyone on the street and ask them a question. And you know what? They'll give you 200 answers to one question. They are very willing to help. So you really, really have to reach out and put yourself out there. For example, Adam organizes a lot of events and functions. For example, the Christmas Gala. We organize a Christmas dinner for everybody, not just Africans or African refugees, but all Africans in the diaspora, as well as African friends. We have made a lot of friends in the community. We organize the Christmas Gala, and it is always wonderful for people to come and celebrate Christmas together. We have organized annual cultural celebrations. Watch out for those. Community mobilizations. Reach out and go celebration. Go to those celebrations and just meet new friends and reach out to people and just be in the community. Put yourself out there. Because unless you do that, you're going to be very lonely. I can tell you that. For example, over the weekend, we organized a celebration of Canada Day event. We have organized Victoria Day celebrations as well as NATO Day events to recognize our existence within Canada and just to recognize and thank Canada for welcoming us as Africans here in the Maritimes. This is something that is so important for Africans to really realize that when Canada or Nova Scotia opens its doors, it opens the doors to you and welcomes you in with open arms. Well, guess what? It is up to you to grab those opportunities and run with them. I was one of those people who was very fortunate to meet loving, wonderful Canadians to show me the ropes, to show me where to go, to show me where to buy African foods or African clothes. It was just wonderful back then. So for me, being on getting involved in ADAM is my way of giving back to my community. Some of the opportunities that I was given by some wonderful Canadians within the Maritimes, and I'm just giving back just a little bit. Anyway, again, like I said, watch out for those opportunities. Watch out for programs like Mocho Radio. Come on, reach out. It has a lot of information for you. Just go Google Mocho Radio and you will find a lot of wonderful programs that will benefit you. Not me, but you as an individual. If you don't reach out for yourself now, who will? The other thing I would like to say is, for me as an immigrant woman, integration and settlement means the infusion of my culture or my individual culture within the large cultural context. What that means is, while I celebrate my culture, I don't want to impose it on anyone. I know the beauties within my culture, but I have to be mindful of the fact that other people have their cultures too. And you really don't want an imposition, but just a little bit of celebration and recognition that we all live in a diverse society and we all celebrate different cultures. We love one another. We can reach out. We can sing a song in any language. I mean, seriously, there are so many different things we can do as Canadians to better our lives. We don't have to live in isolation. Retaining your individuality while recognizing the collective norms and values that you bring to the table and collective norms and values that other people bring to the table will allow you to excel within Nova Scotia. Don't impose your values on anyone. You're going to fail miserably. But just be tactful and really mindful of the fact that much as you love your African cultural heritage, hey, somebody has their own cultural heritage as well. For example, the Dutch or the French. We just have to infuse all the cultures together, retain our personal individuality, and celebrate one another's identity.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.